Well, this morning we want to talk about a fun event coming up here this weekend here in the Nishna Valley. The community of Anita is celebrating here this summer. It's the Whaletown Celebration 2026 this Friday, July 31st through Sunday, August 2nd. And they've got a whole lot of fun things for you to see and do. Going to talk about those here this morning with Jill Jessen, who's joining us. She's treasurer of the Anita Town and Country Club, helping to coordinate all of these events and activities. Jill, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You bet. How much time do you spend working on all this, getting all these things put together?
I'm not one of the top performers. Tracy Knudsen's our big contributor.
Yeah.
He spends a lot of time getting all this stuff together, and there's a lot of other ones, too. There's about six or seven of us that try to get this all done.
Sure, sure. Well, it takes a lot of people to put on an event like this, that's for sure, and it's good to have a lot of folks, you know, a lot of hands involved. The Anita Town and Country Club, before we get started with the celebration this weekend, tell me a little bit about the club. Are you always looking for new folks to get involved?
Yes, we are. It used to be the chamber, and the businesses decided to go away with that. So some of the businesses that still wanted to do it had members, employees, whatever, do it. And that, I think, 15 years ago, we started the Anita Town and Country. So we've been doing it for 15, 16 years now.
Yeah. Can anyone join?
Anyone can join. We do Easter, an Easter hunt. We do, the parade. Mm-hmm. And then at Halloween, we have a soup supper and costume judging. And Christmas, we do a Christmas walk the first weekend of December.
Sure.
And those are our four major activities, I guess.
You bet.
We do other things in between, but...
Sure. The money that's generated from these events, does it get recycled right back in?
Yes. We put it back towards prizes for the Easter egg hunt. Sometimes we do, like, Christmas angel if there's somebody that needs help that way. And we've had angel trees in the past where people can take an angel and buy a gift for a child in need and stuff. So,
sure. So this is a true community-based organization.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, very good.
Everything goes back.
Good. Well, let's talk a little bit about this weekend, because that's what we're kind of excited about. We're fresh off the Cass County Fair here this last weekend, where it was hotter than blazes, and hopefully it's going to be a little bit more comfortable here this weekend, right?
Yes. Hope so.
Hope so, yeah. The weather forecast looks a little better for this weekend, which is perfect. But let's talk first about Friday. You've got some events going on, especially Friday in the evening.
Yes, we do. We have a kids parade at 5:45. And then we have the judging, or crowning, I should say, of Mr. and Mrs. Whaletown. And that are kids, the parents or grandparents come from Anita between the ages of 3 and 6. And we do a little contest with money. They vote penny a vote. There's a scavenger hunt Friday night. There's the Fireman's Bags Tournament. And then there's kids' scooter glow ride in the community center parking lot where they can bring their scooters or bikes, and it's all blocked off so they can just twirl around there. Well, we have live music by Aiden Max Flathers from 7 to 10.
Very good. Sounds like you have a lot of variety there.
Yes. Yeah. We also have food trucks, and the firemen have their steak sandwiches, too, for sale during the bag tournament.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Well, very good. Yeah, because you've got to have lots of food. We don't go to these things just to have fun. We go to these things to eat and drink. That's for sure.
You bet.
Very good. Well, I got to ask you, the kiddie parade, sometimes those are a lot of fun because the kids get real creative.
Yeah, we have a contest going on, best scooter, theme, and bike. So they can ride scooters. And then our theme this year is Land of the Free because of the Brave. For our 250th birthday of the U.S.
Well, and that's what you're using as the theme for the big parade then on Saturday as well.
Yep.
Do you usually have pretty good participation with the parade?
Yes.
Good. All right.
Pretty good. depends on the year. Last year was really good, but that was our centennial. So.
Right. Yeah, that we lined that up with a lot of things last year. That's true. Yep. Well, I know they're lining up at the Cam High School. Are you using the usual parade route?
Yes. It'll go down Chestnut Street and across the Main Street to Cherry, and then it's over. So.
Okay. Well, I know folks like to find good shady spots for parades. I assume you have plenty of those.
Yeah, down Chestnut's pretty shady. So.
You bet. All right, very good. Well, then Saturday, that's just part of Saturday. That kind of gets things going, but you've got so much going on. The Anita Town and Country Club has a lot of different events going on. You want to kind of list some of those for Saturday?
For entertainment, we have Dance Atlantic, who's going to perform at 11:30. We have food vendors again, Corn Dog Caravan, Spartan Pizza. We have a group doing burgers and dogs, walking tacos. We have barrel rides for the little kids. There's a slow pitch tournament up at the Dave Bolt Field. Mm-hmm. We have a show and shine car show for car and anything with wheels. And then we have live music starting at 12:30 from Ridge Runners.
Sure.
There after lunch.
Does the car show usually draw a really good bunch of entries?
Again, they did last year. Okay. I can't remember how many they told me, but there was quite a few. But we had Main Street blocked off for them, too. So.
You bet.
I think it's in the parking lot, community center parking lot. So
sure.
It's off the highway this year.
Well, those things usually draw in a lot of folks. They love to come show off their vehicles, that's for sure. So,
yes.
That's daytime stuff. Now, the night, you've got a lot of stuff going on Saturday evening as well.
Yep. Well, steak fry. Of course, the Fireman's Steak Fry starts at 4:30, and then they have live music by Brian Heron Trio. I'm sure they'll be good. Everybody likes live music, so we'll see.
Yeah, I know folks can go out to the Lake Anita State Park for movies that in the evening, but the Fireman's Steak Fry is always a huge draw.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, always a lot of folks coming in and enjoying the evening there, so folks need to come out. And, you know, a lot of times there's a pretty good-sized line for that as folks are waiting for the food, but I don't think anybody really cares because they're all visiting anyway.
Yeah, they do.
All right, very good.
You bet. A lot of class reunions that weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and then things kind of conclude then Sunday. Just a few events carrying over into Sunday to kind of finish off the weekend and offer opportunity largely for folks just to kind of visit on Sunday, right?
I guess church and coffee or breakfast at the Weather Vane. So.
All right. Excellent. A lot of things to see and do. Do you get a lot of folks from outside the community that come over to enjoy?
I think so, but I mean, a lot of them are, like I said, they're class reunions, so they're coming back that way. And that, I mean, they make a weekend of it.
Sure.
So.
Awesome. Well, lots of things to see and do during the course of the day, and I'm just guessing it's come over, find a place to park, and then just kind of wander and find what you enjoy best, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, Town and Country is also offering cotton candy and snow cones for free, so. That'll be another draw for the kids, especially if it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Snow cones.
Yeah. We should have led with that. Snow cones on a hot day? Absolutely. That's a good deal. You might get a few adults that might partake there, too.
Yep.
All right. Will that be available just Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So they can look for that as well. So, yeah, and that's the nice thing, too. A lot of these events, granted, the Fireman's Steak Fry and Beer Garden, obviously that tends to gear toward a more adult crowd, but most everything else, it's family entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah. Town and Country tries to shoot for family, so.
All right.
They can bring the kids and try to make it affordable for everybody.
Yep. Just have a good time and enjoy, and we don't have too many weekends left before we start school again, so might as well use it to your best advantage here before summer is over. And the Anita Whaletown celebration again going on here this weekend, Friday, July 31st through Sunday, August 2nd. Got the Kitty Parade on Friday night, the big parade on Saturday, so a couple opportunities there. Plenty of food, lots of things to do, and a lot of good friends to visit with as well during the course of the weekend. So hope folks take advantage of the opportunity there. Jill Jessen has been with us here this morning. She's with the Anita Town and Country Club as they put on their annual Whale Town celebration here coming up this weekend. Jill, thank you for the time. Appreciate it, and appreciate all that you and the rest of the folks on the Town and Country Club do.
Thank you.